This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. What's on your mind is on the air, powered by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow do a really, really, really good job of cranking out incredible products. They're so good they run out of them. Now, the MyPillow, our producer, Chris Larson, has a pillow right there next to him. It's a MyPillow pillow. I can see it from here. How about that? See? He knows. They make those. You sleep better. Life is good. It's fantastic. It's really, oh my gosh. It's so darn good. And they ran out of the pillows, but they got them back now. They have masks. You get a big 50 count for $29.99 of the masks they were manufacturing for hospitals and giving them away to those hospitals for free. There's the book. Mike's new memoir, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. There's a lot to love there from MyPillow. He'll be with us in Rapid City on Thursday. You only have to ask Mike once to do anything that helps start a conversation about keeping America great, making America even greater. He's amazing. 4 o'clock Main Street Square Thursday. Is that on your calendar? Mike Lindell, Jack Brewer, and others. Maybe even some surprise guests. I don't want to raise any, you know, hopes or anything, but Donald Trump Jr. will be, you know, not far away. Fly fishing much of the week, Montana and South Dakota for him, and, you know, things could happen. Kellyanne Conway's coming in for the festivities. Never know. Charlie Kirk's down there. He's going to be on the show today. Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk. And you know what he's doing? He's doing something really wise. He's doing something really wise, like my friend Kevin from Mississippi, my new friend that I met at the protest.
Love that kid.
Remember Kevin from Mississippi?
Great kid. Great guy.
I talked to him this weekend. I thought I was talking to, like, Victor Davis Hanson, Thomas Sowell. I mean, just, you know, he's got this
sharp,
wise
yep.
view of this whole situation. It's unbelievable. He's 24 years old. Moved here from Mississippi. You know what his mission is? You know what he wants to do more than anything?
What?
Bring a curriculum into the schools that can deal with these issues, the racial tensions. Teach. Have a conversation. Have a dialogue. Understand. Same thing Charlie Kirk does, and it's brilliant. Because I'm 55 years old. I'm nearing fossil status, okay? And when you're 55 years old, you don't change your mind very easy. Not easy. I've done it a few times. I did agree to my senior in college daughter and senior in high school daughter, Hannah and Haley, convinced me that it was a bad idea to use the hashtag white life. I'm not white lives. All lives matter. Up next to a Black Lives Matter, and they explained to me why, you know, and then a week or two later, there's a woman in front of the Cass County courthouse with a sign that says, All Lives Matter. What happened to her, Kevin? You happen to see that?
No.
You know, it's like a mob mentality, like the guy in the house in St. Louis right now who is being criticized because he wanted to protect his house, and when people came onto his property, he said, leave. Oh, he's got a gun. They wanted the family charged. Same thing happened to the woman who simply held a sign that said, All Lives Matter. But she did it in the middle of a Black Lives Matter rally. So, the point is this. If we're going to save the Republic, assuming we can in our lifetimes, and it's still savable, you have to have a different way of thinking than today's youngsters about America. And when I say youngsters, I don't want to say
some of them.
All youngsters.
Right.
Because Just being young doesn't mean you're dumb, right? I was young and dumb for a time. I think we all were. But just being young shouldn't automatically mean you don't get it, you don't understand this, right? There's a lot, but look at the people we just talked about. Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk said, out of high school, I'm not going to any of these colleges. They're trying to indoctrinate hate in people. I'm not going to this college. And he said, I'm going to go out and expose this. And he's taking his message to college campuses. 4 years ago, my friend Kevin from Mississippi said, I've got to be a better person. I got to turn my life around. And he became of the opinion that God had a different plan for him. And that doesn't come just like when you're sitting at a stoplight someday. It comes with a significant amount of prayer. To say, what do you want me to do? What should be different? How do I have peace in all of this? And you find a way. And in Kevin's case, guess what? He said, all right, I'm going to stop being bad. I'm going to be good. And I'm going to try and get into schools and talk about this from a faith perspective. Because in his view, Black Lives Matter isn't of God. If God came tomorrow and said, come on, clean up your act. You don't treat people like this. Black Lives Matter is not of God in any way, shape, and or form. Every single living soul in it is. They're all made in the image and likeness of him. And he's going to root for you till that last breath is taken out of you. It's never too late to see a different way. And there are some youngsters doing that. Not enough. And that's why those two are doing what they're doing. So Charlie Kirk's on the show today. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is on the show today. If you have a question for the governor, I get a lot of texts with comments about the governor, not necessarily specific questions, but comments all throughout the week. And it might be somebody a little upset about this or that or whatever. He's in a challenging position. When you're the chief executive of the state, every governor in all 50 states knows this. Every decision you make, especially about a pandemic and how to keep people safe and how to reopen businesses and balance it all, every decision you made is second-guessed by everybody. Comes with the turf. But rather than sort of a pot shot here and a pot shot there, what I would suggest people do is form a specific question so you can understand his reasoning and why he's doing it. Governor Burgum's not perfect. He's not a perfect governor. None of us are, by the way, perfect people. We've got to understand that. But I think he understands North Dakota well enough, even though he has had some significant experiences outside of North Dakota, obviously getting to the top of Microsoft and all the things that the governor's done. I mean, there's a brain there that works on, like, I don't know, most anybody. It is one of a kind. God created it, but it is, you know, in that 1% of the way he thinks and how he thinks and breaks down a problem and wants to solve the problem and everything else. The problem is he's got, like Donald Trump, some challenges in understanding, here's what my vision is, here's what I want to do, and by golly, I've got to work with 435, 535, 150 different people that got elected too. So they believe they're serving their constituents. And I'm only going to get that done if I do that. And sometimes when you're in an executive position like that, you will something to happen. You get stuck in your car. But politics is different. I believe there are a lot of business qualities that need to be injected into government. No question about it. But it's also a reality that it isn't like a government, like the CEO of our company, my partner, Steve Hallstrom. When he was talking about joining me and tired of me pounding on his door every couple of days and wanted to think about maybe doing this, he said, well, who's going to be the president? I said, you are. Are you sure? Yes. Why? I don't want to make those decisions. Well, what if I make a decision you don't agree with? Then I don't agree with the decision you made. And on we go. You get the extra vote. You're the president. You know, that's how a governor is. That's how businesses are. That's how they're run. Boss makes the decision, on you go. Well, there's a lot of people that get to make similar decisions, and your decisions have to be implemented by others, so it's challenging. I'll give you an example. I don't think there's a business around North Dakota today that has the lack of quote-unquote normal that the state of North Dakota does. And that's because, you know, a lot of different people in that, and I don't agree with it. I think the state of North Dakota should be setting the standard for getting back smart. Lieutenant Governor of our state doesn't sit in his office. He's not alone. I think the governor's the only one, other than a couple people around him. I mean, they that's, you know, go right down the line, all the different departments and everything else. That isn't a business kind of mentality there. That's a government mentality, and I, you know, ebb and flow. So my point is this. It's not easy. And ask your questions for the governor. He's coming up. All right. Let's get some of your calls after this on What's On Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim from NDFlagpoleGuy.com, and I love America. So do you. I like crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to NDFlagpoleGuy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is the question of the day, by the way, and you can answer this by texting me at 701-367-2054 or call us at 800-228-0550. Here's the question of the day. Do Republicans, all Republicans, need to stand up in a bold way for Donald Trump to win this election or to assure he wins this election. Think if I was Donald Trump, and folks, this is a typical example where you've been way ahead of me, our fine listeners, way ahead of me on this. For one, I'm seeing Kevin Cramer, I'm seeing John Hovind. I've never seen him say a cross word about the president. Same with Doug Burgum. I mean, my world, they're, you know, these guys are doing it. We had a call Friday for Senator Cramer. It was a gentleman who just said, it's terrible. And they kind of went back and forth. And I know he was new to town and wasn't real familiar with Senator Cramer. I said, I don't know how you'd say Kevin Cramer is in you know, the top three, top five at worst, of those defending the president. But boy, oh boy, we need more. And if I was Donald Trump, here's what I'd do. Remember the Fox News debate where they said, everybody hold up your hand if you're for getting rid of Obamacare, whatever it was. I want to just say, Republicans, whether you are elected, whether you are rank and file, whether you're party type, whatever, raise your hand. Are you with him? Are you going to stand with this president? Are you going to fight for this country? Yes or no? And it's okay to say no. You may think politically it's better for you not to say, and you look, people are going to make those decisions. Okay. Fine. I think Donald Trump ought to demand it. Let's make that the question of the day. Should Donald Trump demand that if you're with him, you stand up and be counted? And if you're not, that's okay too. He would be, I mean, every media advisor, you know, political advisor around him would be like, you can't do that! Don't do that! Then you're going to make people have to decide one way or the other in those swing districts. I don't care. It's time. All you need to say is, just turn on your television set. Look at the riot police. Now look at all the defund the police movements. They don't want any police. Are you for that? Then don't hold up your hand. If you want to stop that, which every red-blooded American should want to do, raise your hand. Say you're going to stand with them. Get out of the shadows. You're absolutely right. People want this, and they want it now. And they should, because if we don't have police departments, can you imagine what's going to happen? Can you imagine? I think it'll never happen. I mean, they'll talk about it, and it's good. It's good.
Fodder,
raise some money, and oh, cops bad. I'm good, but you and I have a little proof of that. I'll play for you in just a moment.
I just like to ask Antifa: is that if you don't want the police in place, what's going to protect you then from us?
Yeah, yeah. So we have a good example of how it's never going to happen. But you got to fight for it, folks. You absolutely do. We're brought to you today, by the way, by Dak Diesel. CJ and his team at Dak Diesel want you to hear one thing. A fix, an improvement, a comeback from the dead to your diesel engine starts with a call to Dak Diesel. Simple as that. They practically eat diesel for lunch over there every day. That's how much they love it. Dak Diesel. Call them at 701-258-5011. Online at DakDiesel.com. Okay. Where is this law enforcement officer from? Do we know?
I don't know where he's from, but he has got millions of views on his little 12-second video.
Listen here.
This is awesome.
He's telling a story.
So I come in this morning, and we're informed there's going to be a protest to defund the police. Well, that's fine. I like protests. Except for they requested a police presence, you know, for their safety at the defund police event. I shit you not.
Yeah, exactly. I shoot you not. That happened. That's priceless.
Defund the police. Oh, my goodness.
It's just unbelievable.
It's just ridiculous.
So now let me tell you, if you haven't already heard this one, Mark and Patricia McCloskey, lawyers in St. Louis. They bought a property in 1988 and have spent about 30 years restoring the home. It's a beautiful home, big home, but there's not like big buck, you know, high dollar folks, whatever, but it's a nice home. So
gorgeous.
There is a protest going around in their neighborhood, and people cross onto their property. Now, you can walk on by. That's public property. That's nothing to...
Oh, dude, gated neighborhood. Yeah. Broke the gate down.
Right. Broke the gate down.
They're in the neighborhood.
You can see them crossing the fence into the property and everything else, and here's what happened.
You broke in, he's screaming. You broke in here. He's standing there with an AR. His wife has a pistol. Looks like neither one of them know what they're doing with it, but that's another story.
It did seem to do the trick, however.
Yeah. And there's a little someone yelling at him about his privilege.
You got to
yelling at him about there's no private property.
You need to see this, folks. And believe it or not, they were actually criticizing the couple.
Oh yeah.
Over this.
I'm reading, dude. I'm reading on Twitter right now. That those people should be arrested. Missouri Class C felony, brandishing any weapon to one or more people.
Brandishing a weapon? Well, yeah. If you break into my house in the middle of the night, I'm going to brandish a weapon. That comes with the turf. That's how I'm going to remove the threat. You can't make this stuff up. And that, I come back to this, folks. Stand up and be counted. And again, I say, you got that long before I did. And I appreciate that about you. You didn't see enough fight on the Republicans. And I'm like, I let them off the hook too easy. Texter says, we cannot be the silent majority any longer.
Amen.
We can't. We absolutely can't. Another texter says, elections will come down to two things. Americans' hatred for the media and how much fraud the Democrats get away with. I don't know if I see the Americans' hatred for the media necessarily influencing their vote, right? I don't know. But, yeah, you're right on how much fraud they could get by with. I don't know. What did I miss there? What did I miss? You tell me. This is bizarre. We're going to have to deal with this on Energy Matters, but somebody just texted me a J.P. Morgan piece forecasting that WTI crude oil is going to go to $190 a barrel. Why humans can't see financial bubbles, booms, and bust cycles. Is North Dakota ready? Well, yeah, I mean, they go up and they go down, but $190 a barrel when we're sitting at 40 now? Just because they took a pause? I mean, it is tough once the market gets going again, but that's understandable. More after that.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free, 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several U.S. states continue to put reopening plans on hold as the coronavirus continues to surge again across the country. In Arizona, Texas, and parts of California, bars have now been ordered to close again. And in Florida, beaches in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach were ordered off limits for the upcoming 4th of July holiday weekend. Leading congressional Republicans say U.S. intelligence agencies do have info on a reported Russian plot aimed at killing American troops in Afghanistan, but the GOP lawmakers say that any U.S. response needs to wait until the intelligence agencies have reviewed all of the material. Some current and former intel officials have said that they're familiar with reports of Russia offering bounties to kill U.S. and allied forces. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3, drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
Okay, I love a pickup too, but he's scaring me when he's talking about Barbie dolls.
Well, that was when he was a kid.
Oh, it was when he was a kid.
Oh, Barbie doll bed for the girl next door.
Oh,
yeah.
I see, okay.
Late great Joe Diffie.
He's just being a nice neighbor.
You bet.
He's using the, I got it, all right. Say it ain't so, Joe. 28 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, and we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Counting down our time, by the way, to head to Thursday. Get you filled up with unleaded 88 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better with some great specials. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to tell you. First of all, let me tell you about Thursday. 25 cents off per gallon. Right now, if you fill up at any pump with PetroServe USA pumps, you're going to put in unleaded 88. It's going to be less expensive than any other fuel. All right, so it's the lowest, best price of the pump on unleaded 88. Valley City Thursday, we're taking a quarter, 25 cents off of every gallon of gas. So you're going to go about the state with unleaded 88, getting a great deal. Great deal at PetroServe USA. Plus, let me tell you about PetroServe USA's great specials. Today in Valley City, exit 292, a hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. If you come see us Thursday as we kick off the summer driving season, it'll be pulled pork or French dip sandwich. I'd have a burger. Those are, the French dip's really good too. So is the pulled pork. The burgers are incredible. Valley Meats burgers are really good. Everywhere else today, grab and go. Home cooking like the meatball dinner in Harwood. I-29 north of Fargo. Cheesy bacon pasta right at 12th Avenue North. West side of I-29. West Fargo, you go to West Main Avenue, you get the lasagna with garlic toast today. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. And they have the 4 for $4 special pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink at all the PetroServe USA locations. You tell them Scott's in here. See you Thursday. Then we're headed down to Rapid City. Our show coming to you there Friday from Main Street Square in Rapid City. We'll have a rally at 4 o'clock. The President of the United States will make his way to Mount Rushmore on Friday along with his whole family for a great event. We're going to do a free rally, Faith Family Freedom Rally, with big screen TVs to watch the fireworks, Main Street Square, Rapid City, if you want to check that out. Be with some like-minded folks. That'll be a good time. So it should be a blast. Mike Lindell will speak there. Jack Brewer will speak there, and yours truly. That's, again, 4 p.m. on Thursday. Maybe get something up on the website about that. Huh, Leah? Should we do that? and our Facebook page. So you've got all the details on that. If you're going to be down there, you can join us. Charlie Kirk is there tomorrow night in Rapid City. We're going to tell you about that here in a moment. And Turning Point USA doing some incredible things. They really are. We're glad they're out there. These folks are worthy of your investment. Somebody asked me the other day, said, I get so many emails, I get so many letters, and we're really having trouble deciding who to donate to, Scott. Who would you donate to? I said, well, we've got to save our republic. And if Donald Trump isn't president of the United States, we don't win. So you've got to find him and the folks that are helping him win. And what I like about Turning Point USA is they connect young people with Donald Trump, with Mike Pence, with others, and get beyond the media, remove the filter. It's fantastic. It really is. Charlie Kirk is doing it well, and it's a great story, so you're going to hear it today on the program. He is the author now, by the way, of a new book, New York Times bestseller, The MAGA Doctrine, The Only Ideas That Will Win the Future. He is the founder of Turning Point USA. He is a social media superstar. Follow him on Twitter if you haven't. Find out how a New York real estate magnate found an audience among young conservatives all over the country. That's what Charlie Kirk did for Donald Trump. And we're thrilled to have him back on What's On Your Mind. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on the program. Watch your career and watch what you're doing to energize folks and appreciate it so very much right now, that's for sure. I want to talk a little bit about your visit to South Dakota and about between now and the election, the importance of this, getting younger people involved in the process, all the things you're passionate about and living every day. But before I do, right now at this moment, what's on your mind?
Well, I mean, we're losing our country culturally, and I think it's really important for people to stand up. President's doing a terrific job, but, you know, our history is being deleted. Our cherished icons of the founders of our country are being torn down, and, you know, we got to get our kids to love America again. And that's the business that I'm in at Turning Point USA. And it's a tough battle. It's a culture fight. But, you know, we live in the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. We need to be unafraid to say that, to proclaim it, and to be able to persuade, you know, young people around the great ideas that built Western society. And so that's what we're fighting every single day. It's critically important that every person that is involved understands the severity of this, because, you know, I'm very troubled by the current direction of America.
What you've described describes a large swath of the folks here in the Northern Plains. Our listeners are in five states and two Canadian provinces, but, you know, the heartland, Dakotas, Minnesota, Montana, they share that view, but they believe that they can, you know, put a plant in the ground and get it to grow and have food, or they can pull oil out of the ground and make America go and just go about their daily lives. You are suggesting that's not enough, that we can't just support the president in what he's doing, but we have to fight alongside him. What does it look like?
Yeah, I mean, it means that you don't allow, you know, truths to be told you shouldn't allow a lie to be said without a truth cross-examining it. I mean, we have seen horrendous lies of our country said with very little backlash, and quite honestly, I've been very underwhelmed by a lot of Republicans. A lot of Republicans have remained unbelievably silent these last couple of weeks and just seem perfectly fine and content with the arson of America, both literally and metaphorically. And so, look, everyone listening to this needs to understand that we might lose our country very soon if we do not stand up and rise in unbelievably historic numbers up against these very malevolent forces. And, you know, the heartland of our country, North Dakota, one of my favorite states in the entire country, and South Dakota as well, that's battleground zero. Like, that's the place where we have to really make our voice heard. And to be perfectly honest, I haven't been hearing it. I've been out here fighting every single day. We're on the campuses. We're the ones trying to prevent the statues from going down. We're the ones that have been going into Chaz and going into CHOP, the new country we have in Seattle, Washington. You know, we're fighting really hard at Turning Point for the culture war and for the soul of America. I just, I'm very troubled that and that we, as a conservative movement and as a core patriotic base of Americans, have allowed it to go this far, and we have to fight more.
And our enemy is fierce, right? They clearly see in Donald Trump, the President of the United States, someone that's very different than any political foe they've ever had. pure fate, but I picked up a book last night, Peter Schweitzer's Profiles of Corruption, and I opened the Joe Biden chapter. I've read the book before, talked to Peter Schweitzer on the air many times. I decided, you know, I'm just going to read this again. And you know what struck me was the first sentence saying that Joe Biden was elected to the U.S. Senate at the age of 29 in 1972. So here's someone that's been, quote-unquote, fighting for people and all these things. He talks about how horrible, oh, health care is terrible, this is terrible. Dude, you've been doing it since 1972, and you think Donald Trump's to blame? Donald Trump came down the escalator in 2015. This is crazy, but they're very good at that, right? We're up against a formidable foe. That's what people need to understand. Isn't it, Charlie?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I could tell you that. I mean, Joe Biden tries to complain about a broken system. It's his system. I mean, he designed this system. Give me a break. And look, there's a serious moment right now in America where a lot of people are looking for hope. They're looking for optimism. And Joe Biden obviously doesn't offer that. But, you know, my message, everyone listening to this, is I go to college campuses. I've been over 100 college campuses, you know, 2,000 high school and college campuses across the country are represented. The work we're doing at Turning Point USA, it is unbelievably serious out there right now. It really is. And, I mean, we have our cherished history being put in jeopardy. We have George Washington, Thomas Jefferson statues being torn down with rage and with venom. And, you know, this is something that's very, very important for people to recognize that this is no longer just a game. This is the future of America that we're talking about here. This is the future of the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. And I'm not going to sit idly by while it just gets torn down and burned. And a lot to blame is our school system. Our public school system and higher education are one of the main reasons this has happened. And we have to, you know, we have to speak truth to power, and we have to stand up with courage.
Boy, do we ever. And now is definitely the time. You look at what's going on. We've had anarchists in our history forever, right? There's been really bad actors for a long time. Has there ever been a time, however, when the anarchists are sort of doing the work of a particular political party? I mean, I call Black Lives Matter not a group, not a cause, not a phase that everybody should agree with the second they hear the utterance Black Lives Matter, but rather a brand, an entity. They are an organization with one thing in mind, defeating Donald Trump. This is politics. This isn't civil rights. Is it, Charlie?
No, and I call them BLM, just to make people very clear. Mostly because BLM is not really well liked across the country. So, trying to go off the Bureau of Land Management. But look, I'm kidding, of course, but BLM is the acronym because I don't want anyone to be confused that I disagree with the statement. So, of course, the statement is true. However, the organization is an anarchist organization that's responsible for domestic terrorism all across the country. And we should not have any tolerance for that in our country. We should not have tolerance for the arson and the burning of America. We should not have tolerance for our statues being torn down. We've always had anarchists, but never before have we had corporate America fund those anarchists. Never before have we had corporate America sending millions of dollars to the most radical elements of American society. We've never seen this before. These exploitation extortionists that are trying to burn down America, that are trying to divide our country, that are trying to indoctrinate the next generation. It is very, very dangerous. And so, I encourage anyone who's sitting on the sidelines right now to get in right now. Get involved in the game because if you love your country, it's been put in jeopardy in a big way where you have people that are 8 years old taking knees in elementary school classrooms for the national anthem. When you have people being fired for saying all lives matter because that's considered hate speech, which is happening all across the country, I highly encourage you, to really get engaged and involved. It couldn't be more important.
Your organization that you founded, Turning Point USA, as you state, is about getting to the younger generation of Americans on college campuses, where a lot of this contagion sometimes is fueled and has been over the generations. It's a movement, right, for students. And you identify, you organize, you empower young folks, and just simply promote the principles of free markets and limited government. You're doing it well. Let's hold that thought and continue this conversation with Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA. About those young folks on campuses and what to do with it next. Don't go away.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative.
Northland PACE is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Well, it's hard out here, boy, country boy. Chugging that cold beer, loving that hot girl, living that slow life in a real fast world. Gonna be a long day, but I'll get through it. It's a hell of a job, but somebody gotta do it. It's hard out here, boy, country boy.
So I hear this song and I think of my dad's 1972 yellow Caddy, Sedan DeVille. Didn't have the ridiculous fins off the back, but still pretty big.
Oh, yeah, I remember it well.
White,
yep.
White, padded top.
Oh, you bet.
Yellow and white.
Land yacht.
And he had big white walls on it, too. And I would, you know what I'd do? Don't tell anybody. But I would actually drive it around the block when I was like 14 years old.
And, of course you did.
Yeah, and I would go around the block, and there was an alley.
Yep.
behind our house, and then there was the house in, you know, the in front, and I would just drive around.
Yep.
And one time might have seen a vehicle that sort of looked like a cop car, so I quick got out of it, ran into the house, and about 5 minutes later, I got, yes, Mrs. Hannon, Mr. Hannon, we just saw your son.
Uh-oh.
It was worth it. It was absolutely worth it. Loved every minute of it.
My dad was a Ford guy. He had Lincolns.
Yeah,
Lincoln. His buddy Woody Pearl had the big caddies. He had the Lincoln.
I had a Lincoln one time in a Mark V.
Yeah. Great car.
Thought I was real cool. 30 years old, driving a Mark V with white one with gray leather. Yeah, very nice. Let's see. I want to talk about challenging times before we get back to our chat with Charlie Kirk here, which is so fascinating, isn't it? I just love youngsters like this that are that engaged in what's happening. Man, it's just awesome. Anyway, we are in challenging times. And when you are in challenging times, it is very important to focus on positive actions that you can take now and how that will affect the future. So you can wallow in the challenging times, or you can say, what can I do? What would be positive and what will affect this going forward? If you've considered going back to school to advance your education and career, it's the time to act. It's the positive action waiting for you. The University of Mary offers online bachelor's and master's degrees in a number of fields, from business to criminal justice, education to healthcare. Finish your degree or begin a new one. University of Mary knows your life and career experiences are valuable. That's why they offer credit for those. All the previous experience, you start with that on day one. So you can complete your degree sooner, earning credit for experience you already have. The application fee is now waived. We've started a wave of application waivers from our fine listeners. Start today, online.umary.edu. Discover more. All right, back to our conversation with Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA, author of The Mega Doctrine. But Charlie's online. He's everywhere. It's just, you know, pretty amazing what he's doing these days. Fox News Channel all the time. Built quite an empire. And obviously recognized college campuses is where it needed to help. Needed to start. So I'm curious, Charlie. This is obviously a dream you're living. How did the dream start?
Well, just a lot of hard work, and, you know, started this when I was 18 years old instead of going to college, and this movement's now grown to 2,000 high school and college campuses across the country. It's been a tremendous journey to empower young people to fight for your country and fight for the values of freedom and liberty and the Constitution and the American way of life. And I think that we, you know, we have a lot of work left to do. You know, we have surrendered so much cultural terrain to our high school and college campuses, and they have done such incredible damage to everything that we care about. And you wonder where these protests come from. You wonder where these kids get these ideas from. From our school system. And that's some of the root causes that we're addressing every single day at Turning Point USA and the work that we're trying to do to educate the next generation. And through our 501c4 vehicle, Turning Point Action, we hosted the President of the United States just about a week ago, and we had 3,400 students show up to it. So we're fighting every day, and you know, we need more conservatives and patriotic Americans to rise up and chip in any way you can, because this is not a fight unlike anything I've been in before. This is something that's fundamentally different, and I'm afraid that if we don't win, we won't have a country.
My friend Mike Lindell was with you in Arizona and called me the second it ended to rave about what an incredible event it is. And he thought he said, Scott, play the speech. Play the speech on the show tomorrow. Get as many people as possible to see that speech. The president was so good. It was perfect. It was great. And, of course, the president does so many events, it's hard to kind of keep tabs on all of them. But you know him, Charlie, through your work at Turning Point USA. Tell our listeners who Donald Trump is, not the one they see on TV, but the Donald Trump you know.
Yeah, he's a magnanimous, optimistic, positive person. He's done a lot for me personally, and I want to thank him for that. He's a tremendous human being and a phenomenal leader for our country, and he just gets absolutely attacked from every single direction. So I think that, you know, we as a country have to have his back, and the media calls him all these awful things. None of those things are true. He has been tremendous to me, terrific to young people. I mean, he traveled all the way across the country to go speak to 3,300 students packed in a room. It's incredible. So very thankful for what he's done and very thankful for what he's done for our country. And I think the more that we recognize that and are able to defend our president, the better our country will be. But right now we're in a very, very troubling direction we're going. And I hope that, you know, people will rise up and get very engaged. That's my call to action, because there's not enough people fighting right now.
By the way, you can find out more about the organization. TPUSA.com is the website. And there is a student action summit coming up in December with the president. So if you have a young one, you'd like to get them involved in this and follow the lead of Charlie and others, it'd be a good organization. And certainly it's very worthy of your well-earned, hard-earned dollars. Also should tell folks that Charlie and his team will be in South Dakota tomorrow night. Let's talk about freedom and the 4th. The title of the event, South Dakota College Republicans and Charlie Kirk, Ram Coda Hotel, Rapid City, South Dakota, 5 to 7 Mountain Time. More on the South Dakota College Republicans Facebook page. Charlie, God bless you and thank you. Charlie, thanks so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.